It's exactly a quarter after seven. Weekend, of course, news. A story emerged that the health minister, Dr. Zweli Mkhize, and his wife, Dr. May Mkhize, have tested positive for the coronavirus. The statement was made last night. Minister Mkhize is in quarantine at home and has urged all South Africans to continue to adhere to health protocols. We're joined now by his cabinet colleague, Minister of Social Development, Lindiwe Zulu, and of course, they are both part of the Ministerial Advisory Committee on Social Behavioral Change as part of dealing with the pandemic. Minister, very good morning to you. Welcome back to our program.
Yes, good morning, Bongani. Very good morning to you all and good morning to your listeners. Thank you for the opportunity.
Obviously, the news that Dr. Mkhize and his wife have tested positive for the coronavirus is one for all of us to be concerned about. Because, as you will know, there's a kind of fatigue around the virus. People are relaxing. It's now, of course, getting hotter. So people want to be out. People want to gather with friends and families and socialize in very much the ways that we've always done before this thing.
Obviously we would like to thank Dr. Mkhize and his family, by the way, because every time all of us step out of the home, people look at you like you're crazy. You must remember that you're going out and you're going to come back. But here is a minister, a comrade, somebody that has really, really stood out there, crisscrossed the entire country right at the beginning of when COVID-19 started, was communicating all the time, was going to hospitals, was going to communities, was going everywhere, not for himself, was doing all that to just make sure that our health system, the hospitals, the testing and all that was in order. Here is one man who just stood out there, almost like a sore thumb, going almost everywhere. And he did his best to make sure that South Africa should be at least where it is today. And by the way, may I say, the first meeting that we had were called by him when the ministerial committee was formed by President Cyril Ramaphosa. He was the lead minister in it. You see that even your first interviews that we were doing, media briefings that we were doing, they were led by him. So the bottom line is that he got out there just to help us all, just to help South Africans, but just to help in the main the health system to be up and running, to be ready for the disaster that was staring straight in our face.
No, for sure.
So we salute him, we thank him, and we wish him well, him and his wife, we wish him well.
Minister, of course, as I said, we are all concerned and we hope they get to recovery speedily. But we also know, and this is the reason I want to chat to you this morning, that, the academic year is starting to wind down. People are thinking about December. There's this trap of people thinking that, you know, it's the holidays, it's the good times. People want to go home again. All of the things we've been thinking about throughout the year for a lot of people are suddenly out of the window.
Well, I think we need to stop that right on its tracks, because if you look at the number of cases and the increase in the number of cases since we got to level one, I was looking at the statistics and Gauteng obviously being the one that's in the lead, Western Cape following and so forth. The fact of the matter is that President Cyril Ramaphosa said it from the very beginning, even when he was announcing our going into level one, that the COVID-19, the virus, is still everywhere. It's still around. And therefore, all the protocols that we've been following have to be followed. I'm telling you, I was really disturbed a week ago, that previous weekend, not this weekend. I was in KZN. And I went to some of the townships and I could see people are out and about. And obviously people have to take care of their livelihoods. So the people that I saw in the streets were the ones that have managed to either go back into their jobs or people who are out in the streets selling something. My biggest concern, there was hardly any recognition of the fact that they have to wear the mask, they have to keep the distance, they have to sanitize. You know, people were out and about as if everything was normal. The biggest challenge about that is that, in my view, and as a Minister of Social Development, the people that are going to suffer most, it is our people in our communities who really are struggling, obviously, because they need to make a living. But if you look at the deaths and where the deaths are concentrated and all that, it is amongst our people who are in poor communities and all that. So the call would like to make, as the president has said, as Minister Mkhize has said, as all ministers have said, as Minister Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma has been on TV trying to explain the regulations and all that, Minister Tembu has also been there. In fact, we are going to come back again as ministers, as we were doing in the past, consistently coming through to send the messages of what is to be done in our different ministries. I'm going to be coming back also as a Minister of Social Development to communicate from our side what we see, what we think needs to do. But the call in the main is to our communities, is to the leaders of the communities to continue to assist in getting people to stick to the protocols. Because if not, let's see what has been happening in other parts of the world,
yeah,
where people who had countries that they thought they had passed the curve, and yeah, now they're finding themselves going back again.
All right, Minister Lindiwe Zulu there, the Minister of Social Development, echoing what Minister Mkhize said when they launched that Ministerial Advisory Committee on Social Behavioral Change, saying that we shouldn't rely on the enforcement of these regulations, but we should all show goodwill towards the rest of South Africa, particularly those who are vulnerable, and make sure we not only save livelihoods, but we save lives.